I have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Tom Cappell is in with us this morning, representing the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department. Thanks for coming by.
Jim, appreciate you having me.
Yeah, Fire Prevention Week, so I suppose we should probably talk a little bit about fire prevention activities, huh?
That's right. It snuck up on us again this year, and it hopefully is going to be a nice week to get everything done.
Now, I know you had an annual donation breakfast this past Sunday. A little rainy, which I suppose isn't the worst thing in the world. Folks want to get inside then. How'd it go?
It went wonderful. I'd like to thank everybody that came and for the donation breakfast. It was great turnout. Gets bigger every year, and I know it's nice to have people come out to the station. They get to see the equipment and have breakfast, and it's pretty casual setting.
Yeah, well, it's nice that the community comes out and helps out. You know, we all understand that our tax dollars help to go to fund the local fire department, but you know, if you had to live off those tax dollars that you get, it would be it'd be pretty thin.
Yeah, in Fire Prevention Week is a big week for us because we do go into the schools and we do activities with the kids and give them fire truck rides, and the donation breakfast, that's where the funds go to, is trying to do that stuff for the kids and getting stuff for them each year that they can take home with them and hopefully talk with their parents and discuss, you know, changing batteries and fire detectors or smoke detectors and stuff like that. It's all prevention.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes that's the best way to educate the adults is to educate the children, get them fired up about it, and then they take the information home.
That's right, and they make sure their parents do it. So, you know, once they've been told, hopefully the parents do it. So,
do the kids look forward to that each year, getting a chance to experience that in school?
Yes, actually, you know, just people that I've talked to in the community, you know, have already said, you know, our kids said that they get to, you know, do the fire truck ride today to the fire station. And so the kids know what's going on, and it's great for them, and it's the whole process of everything going together for, you know, fire prevention and the fireman's parade is just, it's to make everybody knowledgeable so we can prevent some things that don't need to happen.
You bet. So you might hear the siren once in a while throughout the community here this week as they get a chance to entertain and educate the kids a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up now. This Saturday, the annual Fire Prevention Week parade. Gosh, you know, this was such a tradition for such a long time, everybody says, back in the day, you know, when it was just the biggest thing around. Well, it's kind of gotten to that point again, too. You guys get great support from a lot of area fire departments.
Yes, and that's one thing that's nice about, you know, different fire departments is, you know, especially with our mutual aid agreements and stuff, you know, each one of us departments goes and helps out other communities anyway. And then when we send our stuff out for our parade, you know, we sure send stuff to them and ask them to come up and be a part of it, because it's not only Atlantic Firemen's Parade. It's you know, it's the area. It's every department's doing its Fire Prevention Week. So it has been great turnout for other departments showing up, and we really appreciate it, and they know that.
It's kind of neat to see the variety, though, too, because somebody from the city might say, oh, that's a tractor. But somebody from the country would be able to tell you a heck of a lot more about exactly why that one's different than the other one that just came down. And fire equipment's really no different. It's not just, oh, well, that's a fire truck. There are all kinds of different things to see.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is we get everything, you know, from the smallest of stuff that goes through the parade to the biggest of stuff, you know, combines, equipment, stuff like that. And it's amazing the fire equipment that is going through that parade, how many dollars are sitting there. The technology, you know, it's as good as stuff as they're running in the cities. And you know, there's a lot of departments around here that are fortunate to have that kind of equipment. So it is neat for it, even for us firemen, to see other fire trucks and the new stuff that they've gotten. So, and everybody's proud of their trucks. You know, they come to the parade, those trucks are cleaned up, and there's a lot of pride in that.
Do you guys ever look at some of that old equipment that wanders through the parade and realize just how lucky you are?
Yes, and, you know, back in the day, I actually ran across some pictures this last weekend of the old fire truck, which was a wagon, and the two horses that pulled it for Atlantic. I ran across that. So, you know, it's just amazing how how they used to do it, and you know they just went right into the smoke and the fire, and you know, now we have the air packs and SCBAs and stuff to put on to, so we don't have to suck all that smoke. But it's the technology is really getting there.
Yeah, old pumper wagons that someone actually had to pump.
Exactly.
Old hose reels that I suppose were just the dickens to probably unroll and roll back up again. And you're not spending a lot of money on hay and oats, so that's probably a good thing.
And you don't have to clean up after
them. That's right. That's right. Well, it's always fun to see a lot of those different things. But, you know, it's nice to get the support from area fire departments, but you also get a lot of support from the locals too. Not just folks come out and watch the parade, that's always great to see, but a lot of entries from around the area.
Yeah, and you know, we welcome any entries into the parade. Lineup starts at 4 o'clock. Just go to 3rd and Olive Street and they'll get you into the parade lineup. And then if you don't want to be in the parade, just come watch it. It's great to have the support there. You know, there's all kinds of candy for the kids to catch and stuff like that. So anybody who just wants to come out and enjoy an evening and show their support, it's a great, great opportunity.
Well, in addition to the fire departments, I know you guys reach out to some other things, too, to see if you can get some other interesting entries into the parade. What you got for us this year?
We have got the Salem Baptist Church Stepping Saints drill team is going to be back with us again this year. Everybody seems to love those girls. They do a great job. And they will also be down in front of the chamber starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to have them down there, and they're going to be down there for their grill out, the rib fest. So they're going to do a performance down there at 5 o'clock, and then they will go through the parade a couple times, which is parade starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, it's kind of nice. I know it's difficult to get high school marching bands in for something like this just because of the time of the year. There are a lot of competitions and things. It's difficult, but it's nice to have, because you can't have a parade without some kind of music.
We used to have all kinds of high school bands. We actually had a high school band competition, so they got credit for that being in the parade. And now the way Fire Prevention Week falls and the few weeks around it, they have state competitions for the bands, so the bands are actually gone on the weekends that we have it. So
yeah, very difficult to do. Now, has the parade route changed much at all this year? Pretty much the same?
It's going to be the same. Starts at 2nd Walnut, goes up to 6th Street, over to Chestnut, and back down to 2nd and Chestnut is the end. So if you want to line up anywhere along there to watch, bring your bag chair, sit, and enjoy the evening, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout of people to go through the parade and plenty of people to watch it.
6 o'clock?
Starts at 6 o'clock, yep.
Okay, start then, and then continue, well, until it's done. And then, of course, when you see the Atlantic Fire Department coming in, all the members strong down the road, that'll be the last entry that comes through.
Yes, and if you're on Main Street there, thanks to Jim here, he is going to be announcing the parade, so we really appreciate him doing that in the past and again this year. So if you're up there, we set up a speaker system, so he's along there announcing the parade. So if you want to know what's going through the parade, we collect cards, so to tell a little bit about each thing that's going through. And this year the Shriners are going to be there as the lead of the parade. So I know there's a lot there with the stuff that the guys have done to raise money and collect tabs for the burn unit for the Shriners. So we got a little surprise for that too. So, but anybody who wants to come out and listen to what's going on, just get on Chestnut Street and Jim will let you know everything that's going through the parade.
Great. And if for some reason, if you're shut in that day, can't get out to enjoy that, we're going to do live video on our website as well. So you can actually watch the parade live from home if you can't make it there on your computer by going to KJAN.com. So we'll provide that service for folks too. So that'll be fun.
That'll be very nice.
Yeah. And if folks, I know you've been collecting can tabs and stuff. Now, I realize that, you know, the competition's kind of in through, what, September when you have fire convention, mm-hmm. but it's never too early to start for next year again, too. If folks have can tabs that have been piling up at home, they bring them with them?
Yes, and get them to any of your local firemen. And it's been the support, not only from our local, which is phenomenal, on people collecting tabs, and it's gotten to be a big deal at the fire convention with all the other fire departments that go to convention collecting tabs. And I think I was just seeing a deal the yesterday that we're up to a little over 12,000 pounds in can tabs we've collected in 8 years. that is phenomenal amount of canned tabs, and it's just done wonders for, you know, for the Shriners to be able to, for the burn unit for the kids.
Yeah, that's a lot, because in case you weren't really sure, one of them weighs almost nothing, so it's a lot to be able to do that. Well, it's nice to get that support all the time and all throughout the year as well. So again, 6 o'clock is when it'll start this Saturday, October 12th, through downtown Atlantic, the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department's annual Fire Prevention Week parade. They get a lot of great support from a lot of folks around the region, fire departments and other entries and things. They'd like your support as well, as always. Tom, thanks for coming by.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.